and dads, boys and girls, children of all ages. Welcome to the circus.
Welcome to the Lardini Rock and Roll Circus.
Yes. We are so excited.
And for those of you who didn't get that, it's the Lardini Rock and Roll Circus. You get to
that is correct, yes.
The. Like Houdini.
Is that what that means? Oh.
Martin Barr. Uh-huh. I said, Martin, can you give me like a tag?
Yeah.
He goes, oh, sure, no problem. This is an Martin Barr guitarist, and you're listening to Houdini Rock. I didn't have the nerve to correct him.
A for effort. Give an A for effort.
I love him, but you're listening to the Lardini Rock and Roll Circus with Lou Lombardi, Kevin O'Connor.
Hi, everybody.
Go to LardiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Just so that I don't forget at the end, Twitter is at LL Strangelove, and Facebook, just Lou Lombardi. I'm the guy with the weird, crazy beard.
You get a weird, crazy beard.
And then you can find Kevin O'Connor.
I'm on his friends list.
You know, Kevin and I met in, like, I was, like, 8th grade, you were 10th grade or something like that.
I think we're only, we're 2 years apart. Yeah. That's right. Okay, yeah.
And so we've known each other for freaking ever.
Ever.
And we used to, I got inspired to do, like this type of stuff, like at a young age, because Kevin was kind of famous in our high school. He would make these tapes, and he would had this person, this persona, Danny the DJ.
Hi, folks, Danny the DJ here.
And so he would pass these tapes around, and the kids really liked them. It was a lot of fun, and I didn't, you know, I thought it was very cool, and I was inspired, and I couldn't do it as good as he did because he had two tape recorders with pause, and I only had one.
Yeah. Yeah, I had I had two different DJs. They were brothers, and it was in stereo. So the one guy would be in one ear, and the other guy would be in the other. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Crazy,
that was a lot of fun.
Crazy stuff.
It was a lot of fun. It was very cool. We were both wild about music and playing guitars. It was a good time. So as you listen to Lardini Rock and Roll Circus, LardiniRockAndRollCircus.com, we'd like to thank our longtime sponsor, Positively Pittsburgh Live Magazine.
Thank you.
PPLMag.com. You want to go there, you can listen to, watch, download, receive emails with the latest audio and video created by the members of the community. You will receive
Community!
Read articles, grab coupons.
Coupons. They are delicious. I love coupons.
I heard they're magically delicious.
They are.
And fine businesses have, you can get your own magazine page. Right. Okay. And you can do all kind of crazy stuff there. We are been a part of the Positively Pittsburgh Live family for about 2 years now. It's a great place to kind of like people get so many people. Find us and friend us, especially on Twitter. Mm-hmm. We end up getting tweeted out and stuff like that because of the Lardini Rock and Roll Circus.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, Kevin and I had got into something a couple of weeks ago where we decided we were going to research the band that plays our theme song.
Right.
Because this is an obscure song that is, where it comes from is from the movie Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures.
Yes.
It's in the end of the credits.
Right.
And we were like, who, it's the band, calls themselves Power Tool.
Right.
It turns out it's actually this band right here.
Watch, your son ain't nothing but a worthless dreamer.
Oh,
you're
going
to have to come down to reality.
This is the video.
Right now.
Oh, jeez.
Let's see here.
Laugh at it. You will never amount to anything.
This is from the MTV video from the, what do you, was it about 1990, Kevin? 89?
I would think so, yeah.
Two guys with very long, pretty blonde hair.
Look at them. They're beautiful.
Okay. This isn't really getting me where I want to go.
No. Where's the music?
But it's, what it turns out is, this is, Power Tool is actually the band Nelson.
Yes.
With Dweezil Zappa.
Right.
And they worked on this, song together, and they created the song, Two Heads Are Better Than One, that ended up in the Bill and Ted soundtrack.
Right.
But they called themselves Power Tool.
Right, because they had an album coming out. They didn't want to be, that song to be confused with their new album.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, here we go. So if you listen, you can tell.
By now you should know. You're living in a fantasy.
And by the way, Nelson are the twin sons of the very successful mm-hmm. rock singer from the a few decades before, Ricky Nelson.
Ricky Nelson, exactly. So once we figured this out, that it was Nelson, it kind of blew our plans of finding Power Tool and promoting them.
Well, you know, what is going on with Nelson, though?
That's true.
And I tell you what, I have a feeling that if we contacted Dweezil Zappa, mm-hmm. that I think he would be, I don't know, I hope they wouldn't be mad, but I think that they would actually be kind of flattered. That, like, we love the song so much.
Kind of
much,
obscure song.
You know, and we're just loving it. But this is the song by them. Whoops.
Oh, go, no, go back.
No, let's go back. Go back.
Oh, this computer magic.
This is the song that was, I think, their bigger hit, Love and Affection. Boy, they really look alike, huh?
Yeah.
I think this is like their bigger hit, though. Mm-hmm. This is what we need in the other song.
Right, so it's 1990 is when this came out.
So, you know,
mystery solved.
We set
mystery
out to
of Power Tool.
And we did, and we researched it, and we found out about that Power Tool is actually an incarnation of Van Nelson with one of the coolest guys, I think, in rock and roll, is Dweezil Zappa.
Dweezil Zappa.
Have you seen any of the Dweezil, the Zappa Play Zappa?
I have not.
Oh, man, it's very cool. They do a great show. It's even if you don't know, like, all the songs, mm-hmm. like, the way the stage presence is done and everything is very... You'll get sucked in. It's really good.
Very cool. Very cool.
So that's that. You're listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.com. Let's play some great rock and roll by independent artists, because this is what we're all about doing. This is a buddy of mine, Robert DiMaio, and I participated in an online course put on by the Tom Hess Music Company. And you want to go to tomhess.net if you're interested in learning about how to, turn your teaching business, your guitar teaching business, into like a six-figure business. I mean, Tom Hess has a lot of amazing programs. He's helped a lot of people. But this is kind of how I ended up connecting with Robert. But we played Robert last year, mm-hmm. and he's got a new song out. He's putting out a new record. This is called Cigar Alone at Night, Robert DiMaio, on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Thank you.
Lewis! Lewis! Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama! 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 Ma! 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 Mom! Mom!
Okay.
Mom!
Thank you, Stewie Griffin.
That reminds me, years ago, I was riding with my friend, and his kid was in the back of the car, and the kid's going, Dad, 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 Dad. And the dad's like, he's driving. He's like, Dad, Dad. And finally, I had enough. I turned around. I'm like, what? And he goes, no, not you. Dad, 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 Dad.
Oh,
you're killing me, son.
Robert DeMeo, you can go to, that's Robert, you go to ReverbNationBackslash.com, Robert, DIMAIO2, and you can check out everything that Robert's got going
very
on. He's
cool.
Got a couple records out.
Very cool.
Yeah, he's a great guitar player, awesome. And he doesn't want to check that out. Oh, my goodness. Have you seen any good movies or anything, Mr. O'Connor?
No, but we were going to talk about the John 5 concert we went to.
Oh, yeah.
We had mentioned that last podcast. Wow.
Yeah, couple weeks ago, we went to see John 5.
Wow. That's all I have to say. It's wow.
And it was, what do you think, man? What did you think about that?
I thought it was really, really good. I was almost bought a Telecaster because of that damn concert.
Well, I almost bought one too, but I already own one.
That's true.
I had a Telecaster that had was like a lava lamp.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was very cool.
That was very cool.
Yeah, one that lit up.
And yeah, the LED in it and stuff like that. But just effortlessly played those guitars. Just incredible. And it was very weird because his persona, he comes out, man, he looked like the Corpse Bride, you know? Yeah. And he would have all these wild costume changes. And we're like, wow, this is really, what a great theatrical kind of thing. And then all of a sudden he walked up to the mic. He's like, hey guys, how's it going? And he was just like your buddy.
Yeah, he was just like a normal guy.
And yeah, and he was just very cool, very cool. And how about the opening acts?
They were all very good.
Very
Venus,
interesting.
Venus and Furs, what was the other band?
Only Flesh.
Only Flesh. Only Flesh had a very interesting stage show.
Yes, yes.
And if you ever get a chance to check out Only Flesh in concert, I highly recommend it. I will say, they're not for the squeamish.
No. One word. Suspension.
Yeah.
There you go. Both of these bands have Facebook pages, Venus and Furs and Only Flesh. Check them out. They're very local bands, local Pittsburgh bands, but a nice touch for the John 5 show down at the Hard Rock here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, we had a great time. It was a good show.
Yes.
Kevin, did you ever see the movie or read the book, The Legend of Bagger Vance?
No, I did not.
The author of that book is Stephen Pressfield.
Okay.
And Stephen Pressfield is, infamously known.
Yes.
For.
Yes.
The screenplay.
Oh.
King Kong Returns.
Oh.
Did you see that?
What year was it made? Because I've seen a couple of King Kongs.
It was a total flop, probably in about 1980, something like that.
Now, this isn't the one with Jessica Lange in
it. It's the one with the Terminator, Linda Hamilton.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not see that then.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a very low-budget movie. But Stephen had a lot of flops.
Mm-hmm.
Before he had major success.
Okay.
And he's written about his experiences in a book that I absolutely love and I think everybody out there needs to read. It's called The War of Art. Not The Art of War, War of Art.
Okay.
And I highly recommend that if you if you're trying to do anything in this world, you know, beyond go to work, come home, get drunk, go to bed, get up.
Sure.
Go to work, come home, get drunk. If you're trying to do anything beyond that, I highly recommend that you read The War of Art.
Okay.
He really kind of talks about his personal struggle and what he sort of found and how he discovered how to kind of like get over everything and make stuff start to happen.
Okay.
And I want to kind of share this with you because if you're a creative person, if you're a songwriter, you're a singer, you're a guitarist, whatever you, even if you're trying to, start a house cleaning business.
Sure. Whatever. All right.
Whatever we're all sort of like, we all sort of have something that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe for you, it's sitting down and writing different bits for the show. I don't know. But you ever do something where you sit down and you're like, I'm going to just take a few minutes to do this. Next thing you know, it's 2 hours later, and you're into what you're doing, and you're having a great time. You feel really, you kind of feel energized.
Just keep going. Keep going.
You know? Yeah. Well, that is what Stephen Pressfield would call your work.
Oh, okay.
He would say, that's your work. Yeah. That's kind of what you came to this place to do.
To do. Okay.
What the hardest part about your work is not the work itself. And anybody who is a writer will tell you this. The hardest part about writing is not writing. It's sitting down to write.
Yeah, yeah.
The act of, okay, I'm going to sit here. I'm going to do this thing. That is the secret to creation. You have to set aside time every day or whatever you want to do, and just sit. And sometimes you sit there and you don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
You may do nothing.
Yes.
You may write the next Romeo and Juliet.
Sure.
Or something in between.
Yeah.
but the idea is that the actual act of sitting down and making the time and being present and being available for whatever you're going to do to happen can very often and almost always brings about very cool stuff that you may not even realize. Don't worry if it's good. Okay. Don't worry if people will like it. Mm-hmm. Don't worry if even you like it.
Okay.
It isn't important. The most important thing is that you sit down, you set aside the time, and you do it. So if you sit down to write a Pittsburgh Kevin bit, and it's just, it's garbage, it's complete freaking trash.
Sure.
So what? So what? Usually, though, it probably isn't. It probably, you will find at least something in there that maybe you're going to add,
work on, or add to another bit,
and you come back tomorrow, and it kind of grows.
Okay.
And as you start to do this, and you make this a regular practice, all kind of sort of things start to line up.
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, things start to really kind of flow.
Sure.
And, you know, I don't know. I am not some kind of guru. Like I say all over and over, this is stuff I'm learning, so I'm sharing with you because I think it's a value. And if I like it, I'm sure you're going to like it. And by the way, The War of Art, a lot of people like it. It was a best-selling book. So I highly recommend you get it. But when you sit down and you start doing this, I don't know if this is some sort of like energetic, like, you know, Jung would call the collective, unconscious, and you're sort of out, you tune your brain in a way, you're sort of tapping into stuff that's in the ether, or if it's just a matter of, like, you know, what they call neuroplasticity, where you're sort of like retraining your brain to kind of think creatively because you're actually like sitting aside, putting everything out of the way and kind of setting aside a certain time every day to kind of work on this. Who knows why? It's not important. Mm-hmm. What's most important is that you sit down. Okay? And that is the hardest part because there are a billion gazillion reasons why not to sit down.
Right.
Okay. You know, my daughter needs to be picked up from softball practice. My wife is 8.5 months pregnant. Mm-hmm. I have a cold. I worked all day. I'm exhausted. I have to get up early tomorrow. Whatever. There's a lot of times those reasons are very real, you know. But if you commit to it, you will be surprised. And anybody who's a creative person will tell you that if you just commit, just put some time into it every day. If you can, you will be surprised with what you will create. And it doesn't matter if, you know, you want to be a better guitar player, you want to be a songwriter, you want to write a novel, you want to start a business, whatever it is, you want to be a teacher, whatever it is, just spend a little time every day. And you'll be surprised at what comes out of that. And this is what everybody, and I don't care who, I don't care what they say, they write songs in the shower, blah, blah, blah. This is what Bono, Springsteen, Dylan, this is what all of them, Eddie Van Halen, this is what they all do. They sit down, they make time for the muse, if you will, to kind of interact with them.
Mm-hmm.
To kind of find that creative space and to write something like, ain't talking about love. You know, that comes out of sitting down every day and working on it.
Exactly.
You know, and it's, you know, and it's really that simple. Do not get caught up in whether it's good or not, whether you like it or not, whether you think anybody else will like it. That's not important. You know, that will trip you up when you sit down and you start second guessing.
Right.
No. That's what the hack does. The hack tries to sort of pander to what he thinks the audience will like.
Mm-hmm.
Just be open, let it happen, relax. And, you know, when you're done, close the book, you put the guitar away, or whatever, and tomorrow you come back to it tomorrow. And so this isn't me. Go to you can get the book on Audible or Amazon. I highly recommend that you read the book, The War of Art. You will really love it. It's if you get the Audible version, it's read by the actor George Goodell. I don't know if you know who he is. He's a soap opera actor.
Okay,
but he does a great delivery of the Audible. Version, so you would really enjoy that. So that is sort of today's tip or hot topic or whatever. We're going to come back with Pittsburgh Kevin in a minute, as well as This Day in Music. We got a lot of stuff coming up for you tonight. But let's play another rock and roll track from a great Ludini artist. This is my new buddy Lance Lopez. This is from his CD Live in New York City. Hard Time, Lance Lopez on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Some blame, and now I feel the time. am I to spend the entire day wallowing around in my own feces?
All right.
Oh, my gosh, Stewie.
Stewie, shame on you.
Oh, my gosh.
Aw, Stewie.
Oh, poor Stewie.
Anyways, that's Lance Lopez.
Wow.
You want to go to LanceLopezTX.com to find out everything Lance is going on. Or you can and you can also go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com and listen to my interview. Lance was gave a great interview. He's a very cool guy, amazing Texas blues rock guitarist, musician, singer, songwriter. And that's a pretty like slam and riff, and he is singing and playing that at the
same time. Holy cow. Jeez, man.
Yeah, so we go home and practice, everybody.
Yeah. Good luck. Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, I believe, and I'm not exactly sure, because, you know, sometimes, you know, things happen around here. We don't really know what's happening. But I heard a rumor.
Yes.
I heard a rumor.
Did you know?
That Pittsburgh Kevin was in the house.
Oh, jeez.
Do you think we could get Pittsburgh Kevin?
Yeah, I see him looking through the window.
Okay.
Here. All right, come on. Come on in. Let me get out of the way here.
All right. All right, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to Ludini Rock and Circus.
Woo! Hey, studio audience. How you doing? How you doing, everybody? Hey, Lou. Hi.
Hi.
Lou. Hey, Lou, you know me, right?
Yes, I think after about 97 weeks, I do know you.
Yeah, I think you know. Anyway, listen, I got all kind of information, all kind of inside information on stuff. I don't know if you knew that about me, right?
Do you know?
Yeah, so listen to this, you know?
I'm listening.
Hey, you know those commercials about the most interesting man in the world? You
most
know
most interesting what?
Man in the world.
Man in the world? What's the man in the world?
You know that guy drinks the beer? The most interesting man in the world?
Okay.
Right? So listen to this. You know the ones I'm talking about?
Okay.
You know, they show this dude, you know, and they got this voiceover says, "When in Rome, they do as he does." Right? You know that?
Okay.
They say stuff like, "He gave his father a talking to." Remember that? Remember that? That was a funny one, you know. Or like this one. "Sharks have a week dedicated to him." Right? Remember that? That was a good one. Anyway, my favorite was, "His mother has a tattoo that says, son." Right?
Wow.
Remember them commercials? Heavy. That's funny. So check this out.
I found out something.
They're going to retire that advertising campaign, Lou.
Are they?
They are. That's the truth.
It's the what?
It's the truth.
The truth. Okay.
It is the truth, you know?
I thought that's what you said.
Now, they haven't announced it yet, but I have a friend who found out why. It turns out that this dude isn't so interesting anymore. Yeah, that's
really?
Yeah. So they're gonna chuck him to the curb, you know. So listen, my insider friend, he sent me a few of the sayings they were thinking about using, and this is gonna show you why they fired this dude. Okay.
Okay.
You want to listen to some of these?
Listen to some of them.
Jin's ready in that?
Jin's are ready.
Okay. So this is what they was gonna. This is what they was gonna play in the commercial. You know, you got a picture of him doing stuff, and it's like,
like stovetop stuffing better than mashed potatoes.
That, you know what I mean? Not that interesting, Lou.
Named his cat Fluffy.
That's not going to sell beer, Lou. You know what I mean?
Gets his oil changed every 3,000 miles.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Doesn't squeeze the Charmin.
Lou, come on. It's not. Seriously, no wonder they fired this guy.
Calls to let you know he got home okay.
Lou, that's not interesting. He's not the most interesting man in the world anymore.
The other ones were a lot better. Like, what happened?
I don't know. This last one, I think this is the one to put the nail on.
Did you come up with some of your own that might work?
I did not do that, Lou. I'm not
disappointed in you.
I'm not advertising.
Crowd, what do you think about these? Exactly.
Hey, you want me to write some? I'll come back next week and bring some.
Maybe you should write some. That's what I was hoping. I was all excited to hear some. What Pittsburgh Kevin might say.
Wow, I didn't even think about doing that, Lou.
Oh, man.
That's why Lou makes the big bucks here at Lou Dini Rock and Roll
Circus. I think we need to bring James Brown back.
He's not here today, but maybe he'll come back with me.
With you.
He'll critique me.
Oh, that would be nice.
I'll have some most interesting... Hey, yeah, me and James Brown. We're like two peas in a pod, Lou. Anyway. So, all right, that's what I'll do for next week, Lou. I will come up with some new interesting man.
Somebody in the audience has gas.
There's three of us in the studio here. I'm sitting right next to you. You didn't do the one cheek sneak. I wonder who it could be.
That was like the two cheek blowout.
It was a lift off. It's like Apollo 13 or something, Lou. All right. Anyway, all right. So I'm going to get on that. I'm going to start working on that for next week. It'll be the most interesting man in the world, like new ones. Yeah.
All right, everybody.
All right, everybody. Thanks for having me over.
Having Pittsburgh Kevin on the
air. See you next week.
Pittsburgh Kevin. Anyways, guys, are you guys ready to hear what happened this day in music?
Yes.
I know I am. I can't wait.
Wonder what the very first...
You'll never guess what the first thing is.
What's the first thing?
The freaking Beatles! You know what?
They did something on this day? That's incredible.
The Beatles did something every day in music.
I know they did.
I mean, it's a testament to what like an amazing band they were. But the Beatles appeared on the ITV show Tuesday Rendezvous, miming From Me to You and Please Please Me during the closing credits. In the evening, the Beatles played live at some state cinema.
Gaumont
this
State
is a, they're reaching here.
Kilbourne,
you know,
London.
This is like the, on this day, April 9th.
Paul tied his shoe.
Yeah.
Now they're like just reaching.
Ringo wiped his ass, you know.
Excuse me. That choked me up.
In this day in 1966, the righteous brothers.
They are righteous.
Started
the three brothers.
3 week run at number one U.S. singles charts with "You're My Soul and Inspiration." 3 weeks at number one. 1967 on this day, the Doors and the Jefferson Airplane appeared at Cheetah Santa Monica Pier, Venice, California, largest show the Doors had played to date. In 73 on this day, EMI's records, Queen played a showcase gig for their new record label at the Marquee in London.
I wonder whatever happened to them. Queen.
Do you remember this song?
We had joy,
we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. It was the number one hit UK singles charts.
Freaking depressing
day
song that was.
I know. The 76 folk singer-songwriter Phil Oakes hung himself.
He probably listened to that song.
Yeah.
That's why.
Oh my God. All right, ABBA went to number one.
There you go, 1977.
You know, we had ABBA last time.
Uh-oh, are they taking over the Beatles?
You are the dancing queen. Group's seventh U.S. top 40 hit and first number one single.
Number one, nice.
1983, David Bowie was number one on the UK charts for his title track from his latest album, Let's Dance.
Let's Dance.
Featuring blues guitarist Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah.
Dave Prater of Soul, 88, Dave Prater, Prater of Soul Duo Sam and Dave was killed when his car left the road.
Why would his car leave the road?
I think that there's something missing from this story.
When his car just left the road.
His car is like, Dave,
I'm out of here.
I don't want to read about Brooke Benton. Billy Ocean.
Caribbean
Queen.
Get out of my dreams. That was the song.
We're in the same dream.
Billy Ocean
started a 2 week run number one with U.S. singles chart with
Get Out of My Dreams. Yeah, there you go.
Into my car. Number three in UK. 89 Rolling Stone, Bill Wyman announced his forthcoming marriage tonight.
Oh, Lord. 19
married. Yeah, God bless him. Man, if you rock and roll, you can get her done, get her done.
No,
get her done!
Oh, my gosh. Let's see. I'm
R. Kelly, no. Take that, no.
Okay.
Moby started in 2000. Moby started a five week run at number one in the UK with "Play."
There you go.
Paul McCartney in 2003. Paul McCartney played his first Manchester show in 24 years when he appeared at the Men Arena, M-E-N Arena, as part of the UK leg of the Back in the World Tour.
2003. I was on four. No one really pulled this time.
This is interesting.
Yes.
This is kind of a weird one.
Sure.
In 2007, country and western singer.
Country and Western.
Singer Tanya Tucker was sued by her manicurist for $300,000 over claims that the star's dog attacked and injured her.
I actually remember that.
I don't remember that.
I do remember that.
Another Bay City Roller story. No, we're going to skip that.
We're going to skip that.
Anyway, so that's pretty much this day in music.
This day in music!
It was kind of a
boring,
S-H-I-T-T-Y sort of day. Yeah. But, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, the Beatles tied their shoes and the Doors did something and Moby.
Paul McCartney played a song.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, well,
but if you guys
they
like
all can't be winners, folks.
Go to thisdayinmusic.com. We should give credit where credit's due because it's a fun site.
Oh, definitely.
And it's time to say happy birthday.
Happy birthday. To you.
You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes.
That would be Carl Perkins.
What was your favorite song by Paper Lace?
What?
What was your favorite song by Paper Lace?
I don't remember.
Billy, don't be a
That's
hero.
That's the only song.
No, they did Tonight Chicago Died. They were
Oh, my gosh, that's right.
Philip Wright, vocals and drums for Paper Lace, happy birthday.
Gosh, I'm usually good
Mark
with that.
Kelly, keyboards for Marillion. What was the song Marillion did?
Oh, boy, I don't know.
I'll think of it and we'll come back to it. My Chemical Romance, Gerard Way, happy birthday.
Yes,
Albert Hammond Jr., guitar from the Guitars and Strokes. So happy birthday.
All right.
To happy birthday, Jens Geis!
You guys have a happy birthday!
So anyways, let's hear a little Convoy. Breaker 19.
I thought you were going to play the...
They had Bernier.
That's what I thought you were going to play. I'm like, why are we listening
to
that?
Well, here's what Stewie Griffin has to say about it.
A little service here. Is that hair gel?
No, turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off right now.
Oh, my.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are welcome because I knew where this one was going.
it's the Family Guy often, the show Family Guy often does takes on movies.
Right.
And this is a scene from, what's the song? Something About Mary?
Something About Mary.
Yeah, with the hair gel and you guys don't
know. Yeah, we're not going to. Hey, how about some Convoy?
It's just Van Convoy, Gasoline and Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Yeah, do it.
right, the band Convoy with Gasoline.
Yeah.
You can go to reverbnation.com/convoy, just C-O-N-V-O-Y.
Yeah, very easy.
Great band, a great band, great song. Yeah. One of our favorites here. This is one of, like, I would probably say it's in the top 10 for, like, air guitar song.
Oh, yeah, because we're sitting here.
No, you can't help but play air guitar with that.
Very cool.
Oh, guys, we have whittled away yet another.
Yes, we have.
What's the matter with us, really?
What's wrong with us?
Why do we keep music, doing this? Partying, having a good time,
laughing,
and screwing around, laughing, promoting bands. I mean,
crazy.
Like, it's just insanity.
Crazy.
If you love the music and you're passionate about great rock and roll, like the rock and roll we play here, go to supportindierock.com.
Yes.
Get involved. There's a lot of different things you can do there to sort of get involved and help this music and make sure that it gets out to as many freaking people as possible.
Nice.
Because there's a lot of people that don't know about this stuff. I mean, you in this day and age, you kind of really have to search to find great bands like Convoy, like Lance Lopez, like Robert DeMaio. I mean, especially Robert DeMaio is like, I mean, he's like micro artist.
Right.
I mean, it's really, you really got to kind of like dig mega deep to find somebody like that. So so please go to supportindierock.com and check it out. One more time to our sponsor, Positively, Pittsburgh Live Magazine, pplmag.com. You can find us on the internet at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Every Wednesday, a new interview. Every Saturday, a new music podcast. Kevin, anything you'd like to say before we wrap up?
Well, don't forget, if you have any comments for Pittsburgh Kevin, you can contact him at PittsburghKevin@gmail.com.
At gmail.com.
Yeah.
PittsburghKevin@gmail.com. Also, guys, you can find us on Facebook. Lou Lombardi, I'm the guy with the long, weird beard.
Oh,
and
boy.
Kevin O'Connor. So you just hang out with us there.
Sure,
we're friendly guys. We're happy to hear from you.
Very friendly.
And on Twitter, at LLStrangeLove.
Yes.
Guys, thank you so much. It's Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.com, Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.com. Thank you so much for watching, for listening and watching.
And watching.
And like I said, if you'd like to help promote these bands, please go to supportindierock.com. One more time, Robert DeMaio, reverbmation.com/Robert DeMaio2. Lance Lopez, you want to go to LanceLopezTX.com. And Convoy, Reverb Nation. /Convoy. So go check them out. My name is Lou Lombardi.
I'm Kevin O'Connor.
Guys, thanks so much for listening. We will see you on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.